أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين السلام عليكم and welcome dear guests of Allah Dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear students and teachers, dear friends, dear believers, young and old to SOQ's Ramadan 2022 Family Night Programs in the Holy City of Qom. It is such an honor and a blessing to have every single one of you in the program tonight. We are celebrating on this auspicious holy night of the holy month of Ramadan, the wilada of the second divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Again, we are celebrating the wilada of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. There's a very beautiful quote from Imam Khomeini, Ridwanullah alayh, where he says that Imam Hassan alayhi salam, he rose up against Muawiyah, up until the point that he could. But when a group of useless people didn't let him continue his actions, it was in this kind of a condition and situation that Imam Hassan alayhi salam made a peace treaty. And a peace treaty which utterly disgraced and humiliated Muawiyah. We are continuing our 10 nights, 6 speakers, Ramadan 2022 family night programs in the holy city of Qom. We've had speakers up till this point from the United Kingdom and Trinidad and Tobago and the United States of America. Before we invite our guest speaker, please remember the Palestinian people in your prayers. In these last few nights of the holy month of Ramadan, we have seen how the Zionist regime is practically on a daily basis attacking these Palestinians whom are fasting as well. And one other thing, I don't know if many of you know, perhaps some of you do, about this burning of the Holy Quran on the April, on the 14th of April. So in Sweden, on the 14th of April, a Swedish politician, they had informed the authorities that they were going to burn the Holy Quran, and this burning of the Holy Quran end up taking place with the support of the Swedish Prime Minister, and the Holy Quran was burned in a Muslim majority neighborhood. This is 2 days ago. 2 days ago in Sweden, a Swedish-Danish politician took the Holy Quran, he burned it in the public with the support of the Swedish Prime Minister. I really don't know, how to comment on that, other than we see that these are so-called civilized countries, but under the banner of freedom, they commit the most uncivilized, the most barbaric, and the most savage actions that a human being could. Truly, it is a shame in the name of freedom. Without further ado...